Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to talk about the DA2. And the first thing is we are going to do a combination of things here. I will do part of this. Nina and Frank have a portion, and Steve Dresser has a portion. And at some point after I do my initial introduction, I am going to stop and do a screen share, and then I'll stop it when I want Steve to participate. The DA2 is, I would say, about a half inch smaller in all directions than the older player. Handle to carry it was in the front. On the newer player, you orient your players so that the handle to carry it is on the side. The handle in the front on the older player was one that kind of pushed right into the player and you had to pull it out. The one on the newer player is a thicker, it's a really strong handle. Since there is not at the moment a case that I know of for the DA2, I think this is a bit more stable if you're needing to carry it around from room to room. The old player had 14 keys. The newer player has 19 keys. And I'm going to describe a little bit about the keys. They are in four sections plus a little lonely power on and off. The top section has six keys, and the first two are tone. They are triangular in nature, but the top of the triangle for the up button and the bottom of the triangle for the down button are square, and the rest of it is kind of rounded. And the T is in between the top and the bottom for tone. The volume, they're really pointy triangles. And again, the V is in the middle between the top and the bottom one. The top triangle, the point points up. The bottom triangle, the point points down. And for the speed, they're more of a square-ish triangle, where the top is round, but the sides are a little bit more square, and the bottom of the top speed one is like a straight line, and the top of the bottom speed one is a straight line, and the sides are square, and the bottom of it is rounded. Then there is a very visible indented line. You can put your fingernail in it and go all the way across the player, pretty much, and see that line. In the next set, there are six buttons. They are an X or a cross. And the two on the left and right sides are exactly that, L for left, right, R for right. And the two, the top and bottom, the top one is up and the bottom one is down. And again, they have individual shapes too. One other thing in the cross, there is a middle button is actually lower down, more flush with the body of the player. And that's your information button. Whenever you want to confirm anything, that's the button you're going to use. But it's very visible, and the eye is right on top of that button. Then there's another very visible indented line. And below that, there is a set of four buttons. And then the bottom set of four, they're shaped the way your arrow keys are on your Windows keyboard. So there's one little lowly button in the top. That's the sleep button. And in the bottom, there's rewind, which is all the way to the left. And it's a rounded half circle that points left. Play is a square in the middle and a rounded half circle to the right for fast forward. On the left-hand side, there are three extra buttons. The top one says SF above it. The SF allows you to select between your bookshelf and your user guide. Maybe this would be a good time for me to turn on the player. It says, "Welcome to the book reader DA2. Please wait and."
Refreshing bookshelf content.
Now, are you able
Bookshelf
to hear that?
37 books.
If I hit this.
Connected to Smith Family.
So that little tone always happens right before it connects to the internet. If I hit this SF button, we are now on our bookshelf. These are all the books I've downloaded to the player. I'm going to hit it again.
Bookshelf, 37 books.
So you can
Welcome,
hear.
please. Books 3.5 to 3.7.
Where I am, I'm going to hit it again and hold it.
4 hours, 8 minutes. Entering user guide. You are now ready to type text again. 7.2. Type text by connecting a USB keyboard. While in text input mode, if you have a USB keyboard, connect it to the USB port on the right side of the DA2.
Okay. The space bar will apparently stop that, which I didn't realize. I'm going to get out of the user guide.
Exiting user guide. Bookshelf 37.
Okay.
Books.
The one below the SF is the bookmark button. The bookmark button will help you with two things. It will help you with navigation. We'll see more of it when we learn about how to use the DA2 to input. We will be doing. And the mode button is in the middle of these, on the bottom of these two. And the mode button will select between online internet and your bookshelf. So if I press it.
NLS Bard. Search collection.
We could now look for books.
Bookshelf 37. Books.
Now I'm back on my bookshelf.
3.5 to 3.4 hours, 5 minutes.
Let me do the screen share real quick and let me pull up Nina and Frank's demonstration. And we're going to start with the first thing they demonstrate, which is how to connect to the internet.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Jeanette, for letting us show everyone this. This is Frank and Nina.
And, hello, everyone.
And we're going to show you how easy it is to connect the new NLS player to Wi-Fi and get it set up with the Bard account. And here's a pro tip. It's not necessary to plug a keyboard in. You could type using the arrow keys, but it makes it a lot easier and quicker if you have a USB keyboard. So if you have a USB keyboard laying around, very easy, makes the setup a lot easier. Plug it into the right-hand side of the NLS player. There's a USB-A port about halfway up the side between the USB-C and the headphone jack. Okay, I'm going to start by going to turn on a player. I'm going to press the round button on the right. Get the happy music.
Welcome to NLS DTBM DA2 Reader. Please wait.
Okay, so the first thing we need to do is connect it to our wireless network. So,
bookshelf, 0, books, entering key describer mode.
So, we need to
button to get a description.
We need to get into the menus. And the way you open up the menus is by a long press of the information key. And the information key has a braille eye on it. So if you press that and hold it, that will get you into the menus. And let's see. Make sure I'm pressing that key.
Entering menu.
Okay, so we're in the menus. And to the left and to the right of the menu key, there are arrow keys. I'm going to hit the right arrow because we're going to look for wireless settings. First, I find settings.
NLS Bard. Settings.
Settings. And hit the menu key again.
User settings.
We don't want user settings.
Voice selection.
Not voice selection.
Airplane mode off. Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. So I hit enter again.
Wi-Fi off. Back. Wi-Fi off.
So it says Wi-Fi off. I'm going to hit enter.
Loading. Wi-Fi on.
Okay, Wi-Fi is now turned on. Yours may be on by default. I'm going to hit the right arrow to find a new connection.
Status. New connection.
New connection. Hit enter.
Scan for SSID.
And I'm going to scan for SSIDs. You just hit enter.
Loading. Loading. Shangri-La. Cap SHANGRI-CAP-LA. Signal strength. Excellent.
Okay, so that's the one I want. And if it wasn't the one I want, I could hit the right arrow till I find the one that I wanted. So I'm going to hit enter.
Scan scan for us. Enter password.
And he says enter password.
Use the up and down arrows to navigate through characters. Press and hold for quick navigation.
So instead of
to switch between character types.
So instead of having
to insert the current character at the current position. Press play to review the entered text. Erase the previous character with rewind.
Okay.
Erase the next character with fast forward.
As you can see, it gives you instructions.
Press arrows to move the cursor through characters that were already entered. Press the information button to submit the entered text.
But
press mode to cancel text input.
We don't have to do this because we have a keyboard plugged in.
H-O-N-E-Y-B-U-N-N-Y. Confirmed. Loading. Loading. Connection successful.
Okay.
Enter nickname for this network.
So,
mode.
I'm just going to call it home. Just going.
Characters. Present E. Connected to home. Connected to Shangri-La. Confirmed. New connection.
Very easy. So that's all you have to do. Yes, if you're using a USB keyboard, just type in all your information. No need to use the arrow keys. So I'm going to close the menu just to make sure everything gets saved, okay?
And how are you closing the menu, Frank?
I'm going to do another long press on the menu key, which is the information key. It has an I on it.
Scan for SSID. Entering menu. Book reader. Bookshelf, 0.
And now back on the bookshelf. Now, we're halfway there. We need to get Nina's Bard account in. So I'm going to open up the menu again, another long press of the information key button.
Entering menu. Book reader.
I'm going to use the right arrow again.
NLS Bard.
And it says NLS Bard. Let's see.
NLS Bard. Press play to listen to the user license agreement, or press the right arrow to navigate directly to acknowledge, then press info to confirm.
So, the first time you do this, you have to acknowledge the terms of the license. Press the right arrow, then it'll say confirm.
Acknowledge.
You hit the
press
enter key.
Info to confirm.
Which button is the enter key?
The info key.
Okay. Thought other people might want to know that as well.
Login.
And next thing it says login, so we're going to hit enter again.
Enter username.
And
input mode. Use the up and down arrows to navigate through characters. Press and hold for quick navigation. Blank.
So you're going to hit, again, we're going to type in the username. That's Nina's email address.
N-A-L-I-B-E-Z-M.
And I'm going to hit enter on my USB keyboard.
Confirmed. Enter password. Cap B N Y. Invalid. 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 1 9 7 0. Confirmed. Logging successful.
And if I just hit enter. Okay. So now I'm going to hit the menu key again to get out of this here. And again, that's just the I.
So that's the info
enter
key that you keep using.
Confirmed.
When you say you're hitting the menu button.
Invalid. No results. Enter text to search. Confirmed. No results. Enter text to search. Input mode. Use the up and down arrows to navigate through characters. Press and hold for quick navigate. Cancelled. Search collection. Bookshelf. 0. Books.
And I could disconnect the USB keyboard because now we're done.
USB keyboard disconnected.
Before we go on, I want Steve to explain his portion, which is another way that you can connect to the internet.
We can set up both the internet and NLS Bard without having to type anything in at all. And the way you do this is to put one of two files, depending on which one you're going to set up. And I'm going to show you how to do the internet. I'm not going to show you how to do the library, the NLS credentials because the principle is the same. It's just a different file. So I will show you with the internet file. And here's what you do. You create a text file using, say, your computer. And you call that file wifi_config.txt. So you go into your friendly editor, which is Notepad. Do not try to do this in a word processor, because if you do, the file that you will get will not be a text file, and you won't be able to use it. In the file, you will put two lines of information. The first line is going to be your user ID, or your SSID, which is what you need to do to give the network a name, the name of your network. In my case, the name I put in there is Dresser, because that's what I've called my network. Case sensitive, so of course it's uppercase D, small letters R-E-S-S-E-R. Below that, you put the password. And in my case, the password is a nice long, well, fairly long and not very easy to remember password. I have created a file like this with the two pieces of information. You save that file once you've got it typed in accurately, and you copy it to a thumb drive. You put it in the root of the thumb drive, and then you plug the thumb drive into the player, which I'm going to do, or try to do right now.
The thumb drive port is on the right side of the player.
USB right. Inserted.
We now have the USB inserted, and I'm assuming that everybody heard the voice say that. I have deleted my network credentials to show you how to enter this. So I'm going to go, I'm in the menu now, and I'm in the Wi-Fi settings, and I'm going to go to the status.
Launched connection. New connection. Status.
Okay. Press the information button.
No internet.
And that's what it says, no internet. So now I'll hit the back button.
Status.
Which is the up arrow. Now I'm going to right arrow until I see something called import connection.
New connection. Launched connection. Delete connection. Import Wi-Fi configuration.
Okay, so now I'm going to press the information button, and it's going to read this file that I created for my network. So let's see what happens.
Testing, Dresser. Testing, Dresser, connected. Sir, import Wi-Fi configuration.
So, we are now officially connected to my network, and you just heard the little chime that indicates that. And if I really wasn't sure, I could go back to the status and confirm it. And it would show that we now have this network, and I'll do that now.
Status.
Oh, there we go.
Status.
Okay, so it is connected to the network. Now, the advantage of doing this with a config file is, let's say that you were trying to help a friend set this up, say somebody who wasn't comfortable doing the typing. You could create this file beforehand, walk into your friend's house, plug that file in, and within 5 seconds, you'd have the network set up, and you could do the same thing for the NLS. Same thing would apply if you were, say, a teacher helping a student, or if you were a librarian and you wanted to set up a client's DA2 before you sent it out to them. If they could give you their network name and password, you could actually set all that up beforehand and send out the player. They could take it out of the box, plug it in, turn it on, and they would be up and running. And I have used this feature to help a friend of mine set up a player. So to me, this is a really neat little feature of the DA2.
So Steve, what do you name the two files? Do you have to name them specifically?
Yes. The one for your Wi-Fi is called wifi_config.txt. And the one for the Bard credentials, oddly enough, is called nlsbard_config.txt. You don't have to worry about uppercase, lowercase. It's case insensitive.
And for people who don't know where the underscore is on your keyboard, I believe it's shift on the hyphen.
Correct.
Is that right, Steve?
Yep.
Let's see if we can go on with this.
That's the only real setup you need to do on this. So that's what And once you do that, that's going to stay in there forever. So now we could see if there's anything on Nina's wish list. So I could go to see the bookshelf.
And Frank, how are you getting to the bookshelf?
I am just using the mode button, which is on the bottom left-hand corner.
NLS Bard. Search bookshelf. 0. Books. NLS Bard. Search collection.
And I'm going to use the arrow keys.
Advanced search. Wish list.
Okay, when hit the wish list, can I hit the enter key?
And again, the enter key is the info key,
yeah.
Correct.
Want 12 hours.
So she's got one book on her wish list. I'm going to hit enter.
Select to download.
And then select to download, just hit enter again.
Want queued for download.
Okay, so it should be queued for a download. And let's see something. Let's...
Bookshelf, 0. Books. Battery, 100%. Remaining battery time, 33 hours. Internal space available, 26.78 gigabytes.
Okay, so we could go hit the mode button, go back to the bookshelf.
NLS Bard, wish list. Bookshelf, 0. Books.
And nothing on the bookshelf, so we're going to go back to hit the mode again.
NLS Bard, wish list.
Okay, we went to the wish list. Let's see if we could browse for things.
Most recent books. Most recent magazines.
Let's go to magazines. Hit enter.
13,685. Results found. Selecciones del Reader's Digest September 2025.
And I'm using the radio key to find something to download.
15 minutes. The week October 24th, 2020. Bon Appetit October 2000. Sports Illustrated October. The New Yorker, October 20th, National Review, October, to Consumer Reports, on QSD, November, to the Cooking Light, September, to Harvard Men's Health Watch, November, Mother Jones, November, Writer's Digest, September, Rolling Stone, October.
So you're off to Rolling Stone. We hit enter.
Select to download.
And hit enter again.
Rolling Stone, October, 2025, queued for download.
Okay. And once we do that, we can get out of that with the mode button, again, to the bottom left. And above the mode button is an M and a D
unzipping.
In Braille.
38%. Please wait.
So it says unzipping, so now it's actually completed one of our downloads.
Unzipping, 75%. Please wait.
What was the question, Nina?
So I have two questions that other people might want to know as well. One is, once you're done reading your books, how do you delete them off the machine?
Oh, okay. So, once you're on your bookshelf, the button above the mode button and has an N on it, and above it, I should say, and has one line on it, you hit that and you could delete it. If you ever use a Victor stream, that's the equivalent of, like, hitting the 3 key. So let's go back to your bookshelf with the mode button, bottom left.
Bookshelf. 1. Book.
Want. Submitted by Anonymous.
Bookshelf. NLS Bard. Rolling Stone, October 2025. Download completed. 2. Books.
Want. Submitted by Anonymous. Collected by Jillian Anderson.
Narrator, Jillian Anderson, 12 hours, 1 minute, 12 seconds, downloaded.
And if that's the first one, now if we want to find the next book, we could go hit the right arrow.
Rolling Stone, October 2025.
And if you want to...
Distale Jr., Doug, Wallace, Bill, Rose, Elizabeth, Solis, Vaughn, Hurdle, Sean. 4 hours, 36 minutes, 50 seconds, downloaded.
And if you want to play it, we can just hit the play button.
If you receive this magazine or digital cartridge,
that's it. Now we're playing our books.
And Frank hit the bottom right middle button, I believe, is the play button.
So at the bottom on the face of the unit, there's 3 very large keys. The middle one is the play/pause. Right one is fast forward and left is rewind.
My other question, which is, I have a lot of books on my Victor stream. Now, will they cross over to this machine, or do you have to download them individually?
Not automatically. They will not automatically go onto this device. You could get them off a couple of different ways. You could take the card out and copy them over onto a thumb drive, or put a card in a card adapter, or you could just download them again. I think it'd be easy to just find and download them again.
Okay.
And the one thing you can do is that, excuse me, you could go on to, if you go into NLS Bard on any device, like your computer or something like that, put things in your wish list, you could actually set this so it automatically downloads off your wish list. And I'll show you how to do that, and that'll be the final thing I'll show you. Again, I want to get into the menus on press of the I key.
Entering menu. Book reader. NLS
Bard. I'm using the right arrow.
Settings.
Settings.
Wi-Fi. NLS Bard setting. Bluetooth. Dating time. Software update. About. Resets menu. Close. User settings.
And I'm going to hit enter on user settings.
Wireless notifications. On. Verbose mode.
I'm just using the right arrow again.
Skippable elements. Configure USB keyboard key binding. MTP, off. Keyboard echo, characters in Word, close. Wireless notifications, on. Verbose mode, on. Skippable elements. NLS Bard. Most recent magazine. Most popular books. Loading. Select to download. Entering menu, NLS settings, battery info, book reader, NLS Bard, settings, battery info, book reader, NLS Bard settings, skippable elements, configure USB keyboard key on MTP, off, keyboard echo, care close, wireless notifications, on, verbose mode, on, skippable elements, configure USB, press a key on the USB keyboard, then press a key on your device to configure a key binding. Configure USB keyboard key binding. NLS Bard, most popular books, entering menu, book reader, NLS Bard.
And in settings I find NLS Bard.
NLS Bard, most popular books, browse magazines, browse categories, previous downloads, current downloads, modify login information. Close. Search collection. Advanced search. Wish list. Loading. 1. Result found. The dangerous case of Donald Trump. 27th. Close. Wish list. Entering menu. Book reader. NLS Bard. Settings. Configure USB. Available update found. Version 1.2.1_build1918. Info to confirm. Any other key to cancel. Download canceled. Wireless notifications. Verbose mode. On. Skippable elements. Configure USB keyboard key on MTP. Off. Keyboard echo. Character close. User settings. Voice selection. Airplane mode. Off. Wi-Fi. NLS Bard settings. Sort options.
Sort and under NLS Bard settings.
Download wishlist automatically. Off.
And then to turn it on, you hit.
Download the dangerous case of Donald Trump. 27 psychiatrists think mental health experts assess a president. Added to download queue from wishlist. Wishlist automatically. On.
And how did you turn it on?
I just hit the enter key. And then we could get out again by hitting the mode button.
NLS Bard. Wishlist.
So that makes it an easy way to push things out to the player. Now, this could be useful for like elderly people. What they could do is they could have somebody set up the player, and they could call into the library, or call a friend or a relative, and somebody could add that to their wish list, and when they turn on their player, it'll automatically get downloaded. So, easy peasy. Nina, any other questions?
You want to tell them which button it is that I was listening to that told me the user guide.
Oh, okay. So on the left side of the face of the unit, you got three buttons. And the one is a pack of three in a vertical row. The top one's got three lines on it. And we're going to...
Book entering user guide.
If you long press it, you get the user guide. And it acts like just like a book.
You describe remote section 5, bookshelf 5.1, choosing a title to read 5.1.1, internal memory 5.1.2, cartridge.
So you could use a play button, rewind, fast forward. Basically, it's a book that's built into the player, and it's a user guide. It's very easy to read. It has a lot of good information from that. And that's about anything else, Nina?
Why don't you tell folks where the headphone jack is if they want to listen to it with headphones?
So on the right-hand side, you have, closer to the front of the unit, you have your headphone jack, USB-A port, where I plug my keyboard into, and the USB-C port where I plug the charger in. Anything else?
And also, people know you don't have to have it on the charger to use it. You can use it
on battery.
On battery.
And if, 62%. Please wait.
And if you hold down a long press of the mode button, which is the bottom left-hand button, it'll tell you what your battery strength is.
So why don't we do that?
Battery, 100%. Internal space available, 26.50 gigabytes.
Okay. And the other thing is that when you take it out of the box, make sure you charge it first before you put in all your information, like Frank did. So first when you touch the play button, it will play for maybe like 30 seconds, maybe a minute longer. But then if it's not charged up, the nice music will shut itself off.
Okay. Anything else, Nina?
The only other thing is I think you told people to orient it. The handle is on the left side towards the bottom.
So when you have the correct orientation, the handle, it's a big handle. It's about 6 inches wide. That's on the left side. The cartridge slot is on the front towards you. And the power button is on the right-hand side. That's the correct orientation.
Oh, do you want to, I didn't get that far in the user guide, but you do you want to tell people about the cartridge slot, how you play a cartridge?
Same thing. If you put a cartridge in and turn on the player, it'll automatically go to the cartridge, so you don't have to do anything else, just like the old player did.
And also, there does have a sleep timer button. It has a half moon shape on it. And Frank, is there any braille next to that button?
Let's see. I don't know if I'm feeling. Oh, wait, I'm lying to you here. It looks like there may be.
Is it an S?
No, I'm here feeling a U, directly to the left of that.
Level 2.
Let's see. Yeah, there's a question sheet button. Let's see. I'm sorry. No, question sheet. That S goes to the U. Actually, goes to the button to the. Next to it. Now, one thing I don't like is that there's not a whole lot of consistency. For some reason, some of the braille is on above the buttons and some of the braille is to the side, so it's a little confusing in that regard.
Level 3. Invalid.
So there is an S on the, to the left of that which calls the half moon button. So, okay, now that makes a little more sense.
And that acts just like the sleep button does on the previous player.
Yeah. Okay, and I think Jeanette could take it back. And thank you, Jeanette, for letting us show off putting it on our network and installing Nina's account. And Jeanette, back to you.
I am going to talk about inputting titles. So we are going to go to the NLS Bard. Now that we are connected to the internet, and I'll do that by hitting my mode key, which is the bottom one on the left-hand side.
NLS Bard, search collection.
So we are going to search the collection. And the way we are going to do that is first we're going to hit the I key or the...
Enter text to search. Input mode. Use the up and down arrows to navigate your character. Press and hold for quick navigation.
I'm using the up and down arrows on that where I said we have six keys. So I use the up arrow to go to the D, and I'm pressing the sleep button, which will confirm
inserted.
It. C, down arrow.
B. A.
I'm confirming A. that.
Inserted.
Now, if I want to move quickly, I can hit the up arrow and hold
F.
it.
F. K. K. P. P. Q. R.
Q. R. And I'm confirming it with the sleep.
R. Inserted. R. M. L. K.
And I'm confirming the K.
K. Inserted.
Now, to get to the space bar, I have to hit the bookmark key.
Cap. K.
These are all the capital letters.
Zero.
These are the numbers 0 through 9.
Period.
And the symbols is the last one.
Circumflex.
And
pipe. Grave accent.
I have to find the
closing
space.
Brace. Opening brace. Greater than. Less than. Closing bracket. Opening bracket. Closing parenthesis. Opening parenthesis. Backslash. Slash. Ampersand. Quotes. Percent. Plus. Equals. Dash. Asterisk. Dollar. Pound sign. Exclamation mark. Colon. Semicolon. Underscore. Apostrophe. Question mark. Comma. Space.
So now I'm on space, and it will actually stay here while I'm doing this. So I'm hitting the sleep again to confirm.
Space. Inserted. Dark.
Now, if I want to hear that, I'm going to use the play button on the very bottom of the player.
Dark.
Now, if I use either the left or the right arrows, I'm going to be deleting characters. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go right back up to the
K.
Yeah, I'm in letters again now, so I'm going
J,
to the word
H,
tower.
G,
and you can go up or down. This
Y, U,
you can move through these. It's continuous.
T,
so T, confirm.
T, inserted. M, L, K, L, M, N, O.
O, inserted.
O, inserted. P, T. U, V, W.
W, inserted.
W, inserted. B, C, D, E.
Inserted.
E, inserted. F, M, N, O, P, Q, R.
Inserted.
R, inserted.
So now I'll read it again.
Dark Tower. D, A, R, K, space, T, O, W, E, R.
And I'm going to confirm.
Confirmed. Loading. 78. Results found. The Dark Tower. King. Stephen.
Is that the one you want me to download, John?
54 minutes.
All right. So I'm going to confirm that with the button with the eye on it.
Select to download. The Dark Tower. Queued for download.
You always have to hit that eye twice. The first one selects it. The second one queues it for download. Downloading off of a cartridge. And then we'll talk a little bit about bookmarks, but I'm probably not going to demonstrate that because it's a little bit kludgy. So I have a book here and it's on a cartridge. And just because I want to put it on my player, I am going to put it in.
Cartridge inserted. Copy cartridge contents to internal storage. Info to confirm. Any other key to cancel?
I'm going to hit info to confirm. What I want to tell you, and I may or may not demonstrate this, is once I do info to confirm, if I want to cancel it and just play it, there's a bug in this. You actually have to take the cartridge out, stop the player, turn it off, and then turn it on again and put the cartridge back in again. I can't see any sense in doing that for this demonstration, but I will confirm this and put it on my player.
Copying 1%. Copying 13%. Copying 27%. Copying 49%. Copy completed. Bookshelf, 38. Books. Bookshelf, 40. Books.
Bell Elkins. Books, 3.3.
Now we're going to look for this.
Yeah, indeed.
Author, Brett.
Ever. I feel fine. Go to the intro to The Soprano. I still haven't found it as well. Life is hard in the style of Loneliest Road, that of March and G. Must be Santa.
100 Simple Things.
Say Something.
Author.
Silent Night.
Slewfoot. A Tale of...
Still Me.
The Dog Who Knew Too Much. A Chet and Bernie Mystery. By Spencer Quinn.
Okay. And that's the one I copied. The only other thing is about bookmarks. Bookmarks you can put in, and if your book is playing and you put the bookmark in, it will put it in and it will give it a number. If the book is not playing, then that bookmark becomes more of a navigation feature. And you can navigate things like time jump and bookmark, headings, sections. If I put the book on...
Copyright 2011 by Spencer Quinn. Read by Michael Scherer. This book contains 308 pages.
Bookmark 1 inserted.
Now, reading time, I'm going to go further.
20 seconds.
Turning.
1 minute.
Just gone missing from a...
5 minutes.
And I'm going to put in my second bookmark. So it will number them in succession. If you decide to delete a bookmark, it will delete that one, but it doesn't change your numbering system, so you have to remember which one you deleted. So for me, I try never to have more than two bookmarks in a book, because I figure the first one I may never delete, but if I delete the second one and then I put another one in, it's going to go to 3. And if I delete that one, it'll go to 4, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, the download is now completed of Dark Tower. So it will tell you that it's completed. And now I can take this cartridge out.
Cartridge removed. Current book removed. Bookshelf, 40 books.
The Dog Who Knew Too Much. A Chet and Bernie Mystery. By Spencer Quinn.
Narrator, Michael Scherer.
So you have two things. You have the one I downloaded, and you have the cartridge. Go ahead, Steve.
On bookmarks, if you navigate by bookmarks, all of the numbered bookmarks that you put in will appear in that navigation. And what happens when you navigate by bookmarks is that the player just jumps to that spot, and then you can start playing from there. So yeah. You really don't have to keep track of the numbers.
The only reason you have to keep track of the numbers is if you want to go to a certain one and you don't remember what it is. It makes it easier and faster. But you're right. You don't necessarily have to. The other thing that I discovered quite by accident is if there are two books of the same name, it will download them both. It will then read the other one and they will appear as separate files. And I don't know why that happens. When I go to delete these two books with the same name, my guess is that it will delete both of the books because the name is the same. And for whatever reason, there is nothing in the player that sorts that piece of it out very well. This concludes my formal demo with help from all peoples involved.
And when Frank was talking about the fact that you can't automatically synchronize, get them onto the player. Another way that you can get them, aside from the ones that he mentioned, there's a thing called download history, and that gives you a list of every book you've ever downloaded from NLS. So if you've downloaded the book before, no matter what device it was on, you go to that download history and you'll be able to get it again, and you won't have to remember anything. You can just browse through the ones you've got, and when you see the one you like, just hit the info button and down it'll come onto the player.
Steve, this is Nina. How do you get to the download history?
It's one of the options in this Bard. along with search and wish list and previous downloads and categories and all the other ones.
And then there's an advanced search as well. I don't use the advanced search very much. One of the things I have done is sometimes I will switch my search. You can do audio, braille, or all. You can't download all. You can't download the braille onto this, and you can't download this onto your e-reader. But if you are looking for a book and you find it in Bard, you can add it to your wish list and it will know to add it in the appropriate format for whatever you're searching for.
Jeanette, I have used the advanced search, and one of the kind of neat things about it is, let's say that you wanted to all the books by Stephen King. The advanced search allows you to put information into the different fields that NLS knows about. If you wanted to put all the Stephen King books down there, you would go to advanced search, find the author field, and enter his name in there, probably last name, comma, first name, because that's the way they index them. And then when you hit the info key, it would bring up all of the books written by Stephen King. So the advanced search can be quite useful.
And the other thing is, I did this yesterday, streetcar, thinking, oh, streetcar, it's going to find a streetcar named Desire, because I'm sure that's on BART. Books with streetcar in them, but not streetcar named Desire. So it's not a perfect search.
If you use the basic search, when you put in those words street car, it searched for every book with the word street in it and every book with the word car in it, but not necessarily in the order that you put them in. That's not the way that search works. If you'd done the advanced search and searched for the title Streetcar Named Desire, you would have found it, and you'd have found it right away.
When you do the download history, how are the books sorted?
They are sorted according to how you have them on your wish list. I believe they're actually sorted. The default, I believe, is by date. But you can sort them newest to oldest. I think you can sort them alphabetically, A to Z and Z to A.
Can you search for anything in the download list?
I don't know. I haven't tried that.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said that the new player, I think, has like a battery life of 40 hours or so.
And I've gotten as much as 45. That's the other thing I meant to mention.
Jeanette, how do you get this thing?
You call the library and tell them you want one. The internal memory is quite good. It's around 30 gigabytes.
I called the library for myself to get it. They asked me if I had Wi-Fi and if I was currently using Bard and doing downloads, and I said, yeah, I use the Victor Reader Stream, and she said, okay, we'll put you on the list and it'll probably take a few weeks, and I got it.
Okay, good.
Like the month that I called. So those were the two questions they asked me.
I understand that at some point they're going to have Bookshare and Newsline available on this. Do we have any idea when that might happen?
We do not.
Thank you so much, Jeanette. That was excellent as always.